morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Citizen Don Brown, here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. That's me. And here we are at the, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the NAMI building, and right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. Really glad to have you all here joining us here at the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. That's right, the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, where we believe that making America greater than it ever was is really speaking out about mental health awareness and really breaking down the stigmas associated with mental health and doing more, especially in this COVID era and here in Waukesha, after what we've endured in the past year, doing more to promote good mental health. And I am honored to have as our guest here, because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're here to have, say, fellow tenants. Actually, we're a guest in their building. Please say hello to Mary Madden, our executive director of the of NAMI, which stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI Southeastern Wisconsin. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Don.
Thanks, and we're going to have so much to talk about, especially because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. That's, if it's okay, let's start. What do we have going on? There's quite a bit of activity. So how? Please enlighten us.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have it's really in the last week of the month, our three biggest activities. And you know, all of these are activities we partner with wonderful partners on. But the first one is happening on May 24th. It's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. and it's going to happen at Brookfield Central High School. We're doing a documentary film screening of the movie called My Ascension. And this is actually a feature-length movie. And, you know, a lot of documentaries are shorter, but this one is feature-length. And it's really, it's about the suicide attempt of a 16-year-old varsity cheerleader. She becomes paralyzed, and but lives, and is propelled on a mission to use her painful experience to help others find hope and shine more light on the fact that 20 young people every day lose their life to suicide in the United States.
Could you repeat that again, please? I'm sorry, but the stat you just
the
gave.
The stat, 20 young people every day die by suicide in the United States.
Startling.
It is startling. And, you know, we've really seen, you know, things get worse during the pandemic and the aftermath.
Did that number spike since March, since 2020?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were watching those numbers really carefully, and there was a lot of speculation that it was going to spike, not just with young people, but across the board. Mm-hmm. And you know, the numbers are starting to come out, and more people are dealing with you know, suicidal issues, depression, and anxiety.
Okay.
But one thing, and you know, the reason I'm so excited to be doing this at...
So you're streaming to Facebook right now, right?
Connor, I can hear you. Connor. We can hear, sorry. Some technical difficulties. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. One of the reasons we're so excited about doing this at Brookfield Central High School is they have been great partners, the Elmbrook School District, along with Waukesha County Department of Health and Human Services in our Waukesha County Suicide Prevention Initiative. And this movie talks about how the documentary Emma is the young woman who tried to take her own life, and how she brought Hope Squad, which is a school-based suicide prevention program, to Louisiana. Now we have a Hope Squad at in Elmbrook School District. A number of years ago, Elmbrook School District had a number of suicides happen, either with current students or students who had recently graduated. And so they knew they needed to do something different. And that's when we first met the leaders in the district, specifically Tanya Frederick, had approached the county and us and said, what can we do to work together on this? So at the screening, after the screening, there will be Hope Squad members from the school district that will work with doing a talkback session, so we'll be able to hear how it's actually working here in our own community.
That sounds great. That's nice that we're bringing it back home here. So, you know, I was looking at, I had a
a sales sheet that Sarah Feifel, your community outreach director, mm-hmm. had shared with me, and some of these stats that we, you know, one in 25 Americans deal with a serious mental health illness. One in five Americans experience mental illness each year, and 42 million Americans live with anxiety disorder. That, to me, that metric there says it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a staggering number. And, you know, stigma is alive and well. It's getting better. We are talking more about mental health issues, especially, you know, through the pandemic, a lot of depression and anxiety has increased. But unless you personally have a loved one or someone you know that lives with a mental health condition, what you know about it is what you hear in the media and what you hear, see in movies, and it is generally sensationalized.
Yeah.
We certainly know that there's been some tragic things that have happened, and events that have happened, and then it's found out that the individual was dealing with some mental health issues. However, people with mental health issues are much more likely to be victims than they are to perpetrate crimes against people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, you know, walking around living, what we would all consider normal lives,
mm-hmm.
Who have diagnoses and engage in treatment. So yeah. We just really want people to
sure.
Not be afraid or embarrassed or ashamed
sure.
to reach out for help.
Sure. That means a lot. And so, because I recognize two big barriers or challenges for anybody that's confronting a mental health issue. And one is that stigma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you had cancer or some other really, you know, there's tends to be empathy or sympathy from the community and society at large. When there's mental health, it's like, oh, you know, that person's crazy. That person does drugs or
right.
his parents really screwed them up bad. Or there's all these other... people are still hesitant about
right.
acknowledging, having a mental health condition or going to get the help. The second issue is affordability.
Right.
It's still like our mental health infrastructure, our benefits networks, they make it so cost prohibitive.
Right.
And that's because I believe personally everybody can benefit from or should also be, you know, have access to good mental health care.
Absolutely. And, you know, along with affordability, Don, is the accessibility issue. And we hear about people, who are seeking treatment and they're being told they have to wait 6 or 7 months
mm-hmm.
for an appointment. And if you're in a mental health crisis,
right.
it's just not going to cut it.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. So, go ahead.
Yeah, another one of our programs that we're doing, we're actually going to be doing in Milwaukee, but, you know, all are welcome.
Yes.
It's called NAMI In Our Own Voice, and this is actually a stigma reduction program. And what In Our Own Voice is you hear from two people about their mental health journey.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what it was like, in their own words to accept that they had a mental health condition, accept treatment for it, and how they work to live in recovery every day. And so that's going to be in our Milwaukee offices, which are in the YWCA building, and that's going to be on nice. Thursday, May 26th from noon till 1 p.m.
Okay.
I think we're going to be serving some food at that event too.
Terrific.
So, and then lastly, this is, it's really Wauwatosa Avenue United Methodist Church, but we will be there along with others with a resource table on May 28th at 4:00. They're going to be doing a healing service, and all are welcome, no matter what faith community they belong to or if they belong to no faith community. And really, the impetus for this is, you know, looking at us passing the 2-year mark here with the pandemic, there are so many people who are struggling with the new realities and burnout, depression, anxiety, loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody really dealt with some sort of trauma in those mm-hmm. early days. And so, just trying to pivot their lives to figure out how we were all going to live, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of get through this. So they're doing that as well. And all of the events can be found on our website just by visiting NAMISoutheastWI.org/events/ MHAM. So that's Mental Health Awareness Month. But or if you just Google NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, it'll come up. And we consistently run events throughout the year for education and support.
Terrific. That sounds great. In addition to those events, like what other programs and services do you have that are available to the public or serve, you know, the public need?
Yes. You know, NAMI was really, it was created by families, four families, way back in 1979, started in Dane County.
You hear that, Jason?
Yes. And three moms sitting around their kitchen table trying to figure out how to support each other and their loved ones. They actually had children who had mental health conditions. And so the family aspect of it was really, you know, it was this great grassroots movement across the country that had families educating families. And so our family to family education is, you know, it's a phenomenal class. We do family support groups. We do one-on-one assistance, emotional support and education. And this is all done from a lived experience perspective. So I myself am a family member.
Terrific.
You know, if somebody calls in, they can talk to a family member. They can talk to somebody living with a mental health condition and, you know, hear from somebody who has that lived experience. It helps them feel not so alone.
Sounds great. Hey, we're going to pay some bills right now, but stick around. We have more to talk about with Mary Madden, Executive Director of NAMI, during this May Mental Health Awareness Month. Lots of good stuff to learn about. So stick around, enjoy some Peter Gabriel, and check out our advertisers. This week in Waukesha continues. For the feeling of their holes in the blood of Eden. Bye.